Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ouster in the house.
I leave the speakership with a sense of pride, accomplishment, and yes, optimism.
Healthcare walkout.
We want to take care of our patients, but who's taking care of us?
Landmark Vatican Conference.
A remarkable global conversation.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the first time in American history, a Speaker of the House of Representatives has been removed from the post. Republican Kevin McCarthy calls it personal. CBS's Nicole Killian reports there's now uncertainty about the path ahead.
This morning, a House divided. Leaderless after Kevin McCarthy was forced out as Speaker.
I don't regret standing up for choosing governance over grievance. It is my responsibility. It is my job.
McCarthy was pushed out by 8 members of his far-right flank, led by Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Chaos is Speaker McCarthy.
The Florida Republican introduced the motion to remove McCarthy and accused him of breaking promises to conservatives and cutting deals with Democrats on spending.
The reason Kevin McCarthy went down today is because nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Whoever the next speaker is, it won't be McCarthy.
I will not run for speaker again. I'll have the conference pick somebody else.
His chief deputy, Steve Scalise, has signaled he may run. He's been undergoing cancer treatments, but he says he feels fine. Minnesota's Tom Emmer could run. He's the House Republican whip, the chief vote counter. The Speaker of the House doesn't have to be a member of the House, but always has been. Some supporters of Donald Trump have suggested he could run, but he's previously said he isn't interested.
Now, Trump has been in a New York courtroom this week for the civil fraud trial that has a spotlight on his finances and business practices. Outside court, he's unleashed blistering verbal attacks. CBS's Robert Costa on new action from the judge, a gag order.
That gag order came after a dramatic turn here at this courthouse when former President Trump went on Truth Social and falsely attacked a clerk here working for the judge, falsely claiming she is the girlfriend of Senator Chuck Schumer. That post was later deleted, but the judge came out and issued a searing statement to Trump and his lawyers saying no personal attacks will be tolerated when it comes to his staff, and to interpret that statement as a gag order.
Well, now to Baltimore and a shooting last night at Morgan State University. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports from campus that 5 people were wounded, and the hunt is on for one or more suspects.
Campus police heard the first shots around 9:25. Minutes later, they found 5 victims. 4 of those are students.
This unfortunate and unacceptable tragedy joins, as we know, a long line of colleges and schools. We have to stop saying not one more.
Police say the shooting took place outside of Thurgood Marshall Hall.
Gotta check and make sure.
But inside, officers were going door to door, scanning rooms in that dorm while students were sheltering in place.
We started just hearing the shots go off.
Nysir was attending a packed coronation ceremony. He says it was just across the street from the gunfire.
I was shooken up by it. Two bullet holes went through the glass windows. I heard them as they were going by, so I was really just praying that I could get inside safely.
Officials remain firm that the campus is safe.
A strike is unfolding this morning, affecting tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in several states. It's a coalition of unions taking a three-day job action. James Bell is a radiographic technologist in California.
Kaiser has been negligent in their responsibilities to the frontline healthcare workers, and more importantly, to our patients, for not addressing this current Kaiser staffing crisis.
Kaiser says it leads the way in total compensation in the field and the areas where it operates. In Italy, at least 21 people were killed when a tourist bus crashed near Venice. Police say it hit a barrier, plunging 50 feet off an elevated highway, catching fire.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
A White House official says President Biden will announce a new round of student loan forgiveness today. This new move will erase $9 billion in debt for 120,000 borrowers through existing programs. Borrowers are now making payments once again on federal student loans after a three-year pandemic pause. Pope Francis has opened a major meeting on the future of the Catholic Church, as we hear from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Catholic bishops, nuns, and lay people from around the world are gathering in Rome for a meeting that will tackle some of the most sensitive topics the church is facing. In a radical change, women and lay people will vote on specific proposals alongside bishops. Previously, only men could vote. Church historian Christopher Belito says the assembly will likely discuss controversial subjects, including the ordination of female deacons and the blessing of gay couples. They will then make recommendations to Pope Francis.
The whole point of the synod, as far as Pope Francis sees it, is that it's a massive global listening session. There isn't an agenda.
Some conservatives have expressed doubts about the Synod of Bishops ever since Francis announced it 3 years ago.
In Sweden, word got out about the winners of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry hours before the formal announcement. Three scientists share the prize, including one from MIT and one from Columbia University. Trump ally Carrie Lake has filed paperwork in Arizona to run for the U.S. Senate. She lost the race for governor last year, but falsely claimed that she won. Independent Kyrsten Sinema holds that seat now. Today, the federal government will test its nationwide emergency alert system. Wade Whitmer of FEMA says this happens at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll get it on our cell phones, radio, and TV, too.
There's tones at the beginning of that alert when it first comes onto your television or onto your radio, and then that is followed by an audio message, as well as if you're watching TV, you see the message text crawl across the bottom of the screen.
The last national test was in 2021. An auction focuses on one of the actors who has brought a secret agent to life.
The third actor to play James Bond, to many, Roger Moore was the 007, suave, seductive, and armed with an arsenal of repartee.
Miss Anders, I didn't recognize you with the clothes on.
Clothes the star wore on and off screen are up for auction, along with memorabilia from Moore's long career. Estimated prices range from a few $100s for signed movie posters to $37,000 for suits and watches. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A new Forbes 400 list is out. Jordan!
Basketball legend Michael Jordan's now the first athlete to land on Forbes' list of 400 wealthiest Americans. The six-time NBA champ and Hall of Famer is now worth more than $3 billion, thanks to his huge licensing deal with Nike and sale of his stake in the Charlotte Hornets. Elon Musk took the top spot this year with a net worth of $251 billion. Jeff Bezos was second. And Donald Trump?
I have a tremendous income.
He's still a billionaire, but Forbes says he's no longer rich enough for its list. The former president was about $300 million short. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Arizona is pushing to end the lease that allows a farm owned by a Saudi Arabian company to use groundwater free of charge to grow alfalfa that's shipped overseas to feed dairy cows. Other farmers facing a water crisis have long claimed the lease is not fair. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.